Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Afghanistan, Russia, China, India, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christian and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now at this time, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Praise the Lord. Can everybody hear?
We're here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. God bless. Well, please stand by a moment, and our chief will be with us. Or in the meantime, everybody can just start thanking the Lord until you hear his voice. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank
When we go out, Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you for your many blessings, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies up and down the highways. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for keeping us safe. Your shield of protection.
Thank you for favor, the Lord. Thank you for giving us favor.
Hallelujah. My God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for favor. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for peace.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, God, you're the lily of
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jes Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And you can just mute your line and do all those type of things. God bless you. I did want to open up the line. Yes, I hear you.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes.
Dr. Johnson?
Uh-huh. I hear you, darling. Go ahead.
Okay, I hear you.
All right, well, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Okay, this Prophet Baker from California. I hear God speaking. My shake data mo sharp that I'm on tota. He said he has spoken. He had warned people in Isaiah 55th chapter. I hear that his word would not return out of his mouth void. It will accomplish whatever he said it. He done spoke about the lying. We have been warned about the lying. So people need to get it together. God done spoke. He done spoke. But whenever I come and speak a word, it's coming from God, and it's from him. So if I don't say nothing, if God ain't speaking it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, because I ran for a long time. It's for a long time. I would not talk and say nothing, but I got chastised about not speaking God's word. So whenever somebody hear me get on the line and say, God said, but I don't do it. That's including me. Every, we all better stop it, whatever we get with this block line. They better mute it or don't get on it. But there's too much noise on this block, and God is not pleased. This is a prayer line. This is a healing line. And when I hear it, the thank you, Jesus. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and anybody on this block line, read it. He wants us to read it for ourselves. In the name of Jesus. That's what I heard. And I give
God
back
bless
to you. That. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. And you know, you have to take chastisement, folks. You got to be humble enough to take chastisement. Because, let me just get this and see if I can read it for you. So, people who are not able to take chastisement, the Lord said that you're not even my child. Because he doesn't have children and he can't chastise. How he's going to help you if he can't speak to you and tell you not only when you've been good, but when you're doing things that are not good. Yeah. So I want to just praise God for you, that you got to be able to take chastisement. Let me see this chapter here. Read this for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. It's so important that we learn to take this constructive criticism. Look what it says here in Hebrews 12 and 8. But if ye be without chastisement, if you never get chastisement, whereof all are partakers, in other words, all need to be chastised at some time or another, everybody, including me and you and everybody else. But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, all need to come that way sometimes and be chastised about some things that you're doing. See, you don't know how to live saved immediately when you get saved. You have to learn how to live saved. So, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then it says, then are ye bastards. I'm not calling you a bastard. The Bible is calling you a bastard if you can't take chastisement. Then are you bastards. And then it says, and not sons. In other words, you're not a son or a daughter of the Lord if you can't take what he's saying. If you can't take, as the old folks from the old church used to say, if you can't take it, you can't make it. Amen. You got to be sometimes learn how to do what is the right thing, the way to do it, etc. You got to take it. So it's just common sense to know that if you're on the line and your child is messing up or whoever is behind you and you screaming in the line talking about, I told y'all to go to bed. Listen, common sense, just etiquette will tell you not to do that. You don't even have to get spiritual on somebody to know not to do that. This is an open line all around the world. And so don't crawl amen, get up and walk and eat healthy food, not baby food, amen. All right, in the name of Jesus. I want to just thank all of you for coming from all over. We do love you and we praise you. Realize that we have new people on the line and new people who have to be taught. So give me a little patience, amen, as we try to teach these things to them. They want to do the right thing. They want to be blessed. They want to be healed. They need to be taught. Amen. So bear with me. God bless you. We love you. I do have
a prayer. Johnson, Dr. Johnson, please. Yes. Dr. Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Sister Mr. Riley. I am in the emergency room with my husband, and I did have my phone on and off on mute because I was, you know, thanking the Lord along with you all. So I just want to, you all to keep him in your prayers.
Mr. Riley, what's going on?
Yes.
Tell us so we can get on target.
He was, like, feeling really tight. It's up in his chest, and sometimes it's caused, like, shortness of breath. And so he wanted to come to the emergency room, so we're here in the emergency room now.
Who was that now? Is that you or somebody else?
My husband.
What is his name?
Robert Riley.
Robert Riley.
Riley.
Ask him, can we pray for him?
Yes, he'd be glad. I hope the monitors are not bothering you, but yes.
No, we understand that. I understand where you are now.
Yes.
Brother Robert, can you hear me? Brother Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah. I hear the Lord saying you're precious in his sight. Amen. There are a lot of things that he's called you to do that you haven't gotten done yet. But he's giving you time to do it. Amen. And you need to be able to breathe correctly for the Lord to do the work that he's trying to do in your life. Amen. And so I want to pray for you. I want you, what is this God is telling me to tell you to do? I want you to lay, be careful that you do this. I want you to lay your left hand, not your right, but your left hand over your lungs. Anybody else who's having a problem with your lungs, do this. I don't even know where I'm going with this. I'm just trying to follow the Lord. You should lay your left hand over your lungs or wherever you're having that problem, tightness of shortness of breath. Lay it right on your throat or right on your lungs. I'd say your lungs. The Holy Ghost said your lungs. And I want you to get the scripture. Can you hear me good now?
I can hear you.
Let me ask you something. And I know the answer before I do, but I want to ask you so you can respond. Do you believe in the Bible?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to read something in the Bible for you. This is him speaking to his people. Amen. It's in Matthew. It's in the 16th chapter. Okay, I don't know if you got your Bible. Your wife can let you see it. But it's in the 16th chapter of Matthew. Amen. I've been on it for quite some time here now, but it's working for me. Amen. It says, this is where Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he singled out Simon Peter, and he asked him, "Who do you say I am, Simon?" Because he had asked, "Who do men say that I am?" And they said, "Some say that you're John the Baptist, and others Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, just one of the prophets." Amen. And then Jesus said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter, who was one of his disciples, and Robert, who was one of his disciples, and answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, Lord, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered Robert and said unto you, my disciple, "Blessed are you, Robert. Yeah. For flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven, revealed that I'm one, that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. How did you know that I am the Christ? Because I've been studying you, Jesus. I've been trying my best to find out who you are. You can walk through doors and be in the room. You can do anything and be in the room. I kind of want to know something about you. So I've been studying you, and I want to know you. I want to know you in the fellowship of your suffering. I want to know you. And Jesus said that upon your rock, the rock, this rock, I will build my church. In other words, upon people like you who are in the hospital, who are not in the hospital, but people who believe in me. For I ask you, do you believe the Bible? Because it's all about him. Amen. Yeah, do you believe in the Lord, Brother Robert? I know you do.
Yes, I do.
But I want you, yeah. Amen. God is a spirit. Jesus is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The disciples, after Jesus had died and rose from the dead, the disciples were in a room by themselves. The door was locked. And all of a sudden, Jesus appeared. How did he come in there with the door being locked? He's a spirit. He can walk through walls. He can leap tall buildings in a single bound. He's faster than a locomotive. You understand what I'm trying to tell you. He's greater than Superman. He's greater than any man on this earth or any woman. And just like he appeared to the disciples, he told me to tell you he's in your room right now. I want you to take your hand, close your eyes, and say these words, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
More than I even believe in myself.
Than I believe in myself.
You're real, Lord.
You're real, Lord.
And I need you to touch me.
I say that again.
And I need you to touch me.
I want you to touch me.
I not only want you, but I need you to touch me. I need you to touch me.
I need you to touch me.
I need your help.
I need your help.
I know you're not through with me, Lord.
I know you're not through with me.
You're going to work for me to do. See, you got to work for me to do.
Yes.
Say those words. You got to work for me to do.
Yeah, work for me to do.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
I know you died on the cross for me.
I know you died on the cross for me.
You were buried and then you rose from the dead for me, Lord.
You were buried and rose from the grave for me, Lord.
And I need you right now. Please forgive me for everything I've done wrong. Can you say that? Please forgive me for everything I've done wrong.
I can't.
Just say, please forgive me for everything I've done wrong.
Okay, I just have to repeat it for him because he can't hear. They're getting ready to take him down to get x-rays.
Just say, please forgive me for everything I've done wrong.
Yes. Can you hear me, Dr. Jensen?
I hear you. Having to repeat it, Lord, forgive me for everything I've done wrong.
You say you want your repentance.
But go ahead.
Please forgive me for everything I've done wrong.
But forgive me for everything I've done wrong.
I receive you, Lord, in my life.
I receive you, Lord, in my life.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
And Lord, heal me. Heal my body in Jesus' name.
And Lord, heal my body in Jesus' name.
It's a done deal. God bless you. Amen and amen. All right.
Amen.
Let him take you down right, or whatever you're going to do. Just know that you're in the hands of the Lord.
Okay.
All right.
You.
In the hands of the Lord. God bless you. God bless him and touch him and heal him. Keep him safe. Don't let the devil come in the back door, but keep this man safe and use him for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes, Dr.
God bless
Johnson.
You. Yes,
Dr.
ma'am.
Dr. Johnson.
Uh-huh, I hear you.
You know, we're going to go down to get some x-rays and stuff done now. Thank you so much for your prayers.
All right. It'll be all right. I wouldn't be surprised, whatever the Lord does for him. God bless you. Take care.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Go in grace. Go in peace. All right. God bless you on the prayer line.
Dr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
See, I just want to remind everybody, don't forget this. Before you go to bed, to turn your clock up 1 hour.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Turn that clock up 1 hour. Amen. I want y'all to notice something, that the Holy Ghost had me tarrying with him until... Now, notice that just before I asked him to open his heart and let Jesus in there, there was distraction. Did y'all notice that?
Amen.
I did. Yes, I did. Amen.
But what did I do? I just stayed right there. I didn't move.
Stayed on. Amen.
Right. Until he had consummated that prayer with Jesus.
Amen.
It's so very important that you recognize what the enemy will try to do. And I'm not trying to say that there was such a big devil trying to do, but I noticed one thing, that we got to the part where he would need for me to open his heart and let Jesus in. And the enemy didn't want him to hear then, did y'all? He didn't want him to hear. Did y'all notice that?
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have to be, you got to learn to listen and see things, that whatever God is doing, but you got to see what the enemy is trying to do. He didn't want him to open his to see the Lord. Amen. But God told me to stay there and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain.
Not in vain. Amen.
God bless you. Anybody want to say anything before we get ready to close here? We'll take time. Anybody want to say something?
I thank you for listening at you all what you said. This is Sister William from 919.
Yes,
ma'am. North Carolina. So I enjoy all of it. I listen at y'all all the time. I don't say too much, but I'm listening. I listen to y'all in the morning, then I listen to y'all on this line. So continue to pray for me and my family. And bless. I would like to say this. I was telling the people, if the churches, all the churches, go on a fast and pray, that something will be done by these folk killing these folks like this. If the church would just go on fasting, every church that get together and go fast, the master would do something about folks are killing one another, killing people, breaking in.
There's a spirit of murder in the land. If we even bind it on this prayer line, you'll see a total difference.
Yes.
Amen. God's
yes,
able. And I agree with you, Sister Williams. That's a wonderful, wonderful idea. But maybe we'll pursue it this coming week against the spirit of murder.
Yes, because the killing people, everybody you hear on the news done killed this, two or three people done killed that, policemen killing, and they are killing each other. So the only way that don't get this thing right is because he said, my people that are called by my name, repent. And his face, and pray, he will heal the land. And I know he will.
Yeah, thank you. I'm taking
that. So y'all pray for me. I may not say nothing, but I hear y'all. I be on the line morning, and I...
Yes, ma'am. That's a wonderful observation. Amen. We're going to take that. And in our minds, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to bring it to the prayer line next week. Mm-hmm. Amen. Keep it
this
on the
blog. Dr. Blake Jolene Garnett. Dr.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I really appreciate you. I thank God for the love and the patience and the compassion that you have for other people. And I just thank God for you. Be blessed and be encouraged. You and Dr. Lady Betty, be of very good courage.
All right. God bless you, and thank you so very, very much.
Good evening.
Anybody else have anything to say? The line is open to you.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. We can.
Good evening.
This is Ambassador-elect Frierson, area code 616. And I just want to say I just thank God for yet being in the land of the living. I thank God for each and every one of you. And just want to say we love you, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty.
Thank you, Ambassador-elect Frierson. You have been a blessing to this line. You've held it up many days when I couldn't be there. And I appreciate you. In the early stages, you did that. And thank God for Ambassador-elect Missionary Hendricks, who the Lord is using now, and he's blessed in a tremendous way. So thank God for both of you wonderful women. Amen. Somebody
God bless
gave
you.
Me a
thank you. Amen.
Yes. Somebody gave me a compliment. They said, you got some tough women around you. And I agree. Y'all are some tough women for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for coming to Kansas City because I never would have started all these, like the prayer line, never would have started the blog line, and people thanking God 1,000 times if I had remained in Texas where I was, because I was being blessed so much and had so much going, and God wouldn't have been able to get me to do these things there. But he sent me to Kansas that he might use me even more so. Sometimes you have to step down in order to step up. I preach that message. A step down to step up. And it is true. Sometimes you have to step down in order to step up. And God has done that for me. Amen. In a great, great, great way. Just want you to know that I appreciate it. I want to thank some ladies of the Lord, some women of the Lord. I think they want to be, you know, anonymous. But I do appreciate it. I just mentioned the devil had been fighting me so on my computer that I just really had to have a new computer. And a couple of you on the line heard it. And all glory be to God. I just want to tell you thank you. I got that computer on yesterday. Amen. And it's beautiful. God, oh my God, Windows 10 on it and everything else you can name. And it's top of the line. So thank you. I wouldn't have mentioned that to you if I didn't really need it. But the enemy was trying to keep me from accomplishing a lot of things for the Lord and taking 3 or 4 times the time that would take to do it on a great computer. It was having holding my time up. And now I'm able not only to walk but to run. Amen. We're just getting everything set up. When we get that set up, we'll be able to move really expeditiously. Amen. God bless you. Just want to appreciate those who've been a blessing. I think that's in order, and I think the Lord will be pleased in me doing that. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all had me shouting. You should have seen me even now working on it, just like a little kid with a new toy. Amen. But it's a serious toy that helps do work for the Lord, and I sure do thank you for it. There's something else that the devil has been trying to hinder me from doing, but I'm going to do it. God's going to bless me and we're going to get it done in the name of Jesus. But thank you again for your blessings. You know who I'm talking about, those who did that. I appreciate it more than words can say. As I become more mature in the Lord, I learn to appreciate everything, the little things and the big things that people do for me. And I try to be careful that I don't mention things that I need because I know people will do them. And I'm not trying to do for anybody or to get anybody to do anything for me. But I am extremely grateful for those who have had compassion on me. Thank you so very, very much. The Lord bless you and keep you. And make his face to shine upon you. All right, here's my prayer for you. Lord, bless these precious people in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out and bless their coming in. Bless their health. Bless their strength. I pray in the name of Jesus. Bless their finances. Let them not be people who lack. And let them be people who have. And let them be people who love and not. In the name of Jesus. What's yours for?
Thank you, Jesus.
Pour out blessings that they don't have room to receive.
Receive
bless
it.
Them. Send the chunks from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
them.
Book their pocket.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name
heal
Jesus.
Their bodies, Lord.
Yes,
keep them
Lord.
From heart and
receive
keep them from high blood and low bloods. Rectify their blood. And then
yeah.
Give them
you,
the prayer liners we've been discussing, the home remedies.
Yes,
show
Lord.
Them how to eat. Show
yes,
me
how
to eat. Thank you. All
yes,
Lord. So,
yes,
Lord. We are what we
yes.
Take
yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
help me. Help me.
Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Bind the spirit of
Jesus.
Yes. And loose under them healing virtue.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And loose upon them knowledge to want to know how to
receive it, Lord. Receive it.
Yes, Lord.
And not in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the wisdom that's coming on the prayer line.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Give you the glory. And
yes,
give you
Lord.
The honor. Give you the
yes.
Praise.
Yes.
And thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Thank
them
you.
And receive it.
Bless as they talk. Bless as they speak. Bless as they live. Jesus, mighty name.
Receive
it. Glory of God, we pray. Thank
we
God.
Pray.
Thank God.
Thank
God.
And receive it. Thank
we
you, Jesus.
Anybody else have a word to say on the blood line?
We love you, Dr. Johnson.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
So much.
Receive
love
it.
Thank
you. And have a blessed night.
I want to say this. I got the best people around me. In the whole wide world.
That's
yeah,
good.
I didn't know something like that when I came to Kansas City. But there's some great, 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 great people on this line. I recognize it. Why y'all think I come to y'all so humbly as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdress? Because I know that I'm standing not only before Jehovah, but he's blessed me to stand before great people. On this line, I know many of you are very much in authority wherever you are. I know that, and I approach y'all so gingerly because I know, don't know your names, but I know who you are, and I appreciate you allowing me to speak with you and pray for you. And I pray with you with all humility that God would bless you in a bountiful way. Have a good night. Know that I'll be praying for you. And I do love you very much, very much. God bless you. Have a good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Everybody.
Good night, Ed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Take this along with you everywhere you go.
Think it. Worry about stuff.
God bless you. Hey, are y'all believers? I am.
Yes, we are.
Amen. Yes,
yes
we are.
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll get a new one tomorrow night. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.